It's called A Long Vigil for a Long Struggle at Foley Square in New York City. Women carry large black signs with white lettering in support of Lynn Stewart, the civil rights attorney with cancer who is behind bars. The signs say, "We want justice. We want to walk free." Another simply says, "Love." Still another reads, "The right to reclaim the heart." Peace activist Jenny Hines says she's at the rally to bring awareness to the public about Stewart's horrendous imprisonment.
Right now, we're really pushing for compassionate release because she has metastasized breast cancer. She's presently being taken for chemotherapy in shackles. This is a 73-year-old woman that we should be honoring, and she's sitting in jail, and the hope is that the Justice Department will allow for compassionate release so she can get treatment here at Sloan Kettering.
Let justice at last begin. Honor, not jail for Lynn.
Hines says she's proud to be out at Foley Square with a group which isn't content to stay home, but wants to get out and stand up for justice. Stewart is serving a 10-year sentence in a Texas federal prison. She has stage 4 cancer. It spread from her lymph nodes to her lungs. She wants to come home for treatment. Bev Rice says she came out for Lynn Stewart because time is running out.
She's a good woman for years who've done work pro bono and lo bono for so many people of need. And she's really been screwed, really. And the least they could do is leave her out now and let her get whatever treatment she would need or whatever hospice care, whatever. But she should never have been there.
Meg Starr is at the rally because she says when she was a young activist in Brooklyn, if she ever needed Stewart to come to court for her, she would. Star is carrying a large black sign with the words, "Imagine Justice," in large white lettering.
What I'm imagining is a grandmother reunited with her grandchildren, a lawyer who all of her life defended those who were oppressed and stood up for the poor and those who were trying to achieve justice in the country. I'm imagining her coming home.
This week, the prison warden at Carswell Prison in Texas, where Stewart is being held, recommended compassionate release. Paperwork sits on the desk of the director of federal prisons, Charles Samuels. There's a petition at lynnstewart.org that calls on Samuels to allow her to come home. Ralph Pointer is Lynn Stewart's husband and companion for going on 60 years.
The best outcome for Lynn, and Lynn is the person who has been challenging this government to help people to run the race for a decent life. We want the government to allow Lynn to run the race for a life. That is by having access to the world's finest hospitals. If you're white, you have financial backing, and you have a certain notoriety, you have an opportunity to take advantage of fine medical facilities. This is what we want for Lynn, to give her a chance to run that race for life.
The vigil in front of the federal courts will continue. Organizers say they are creating a public presence in front of the courts that persecuted Lynn Stewart. They say they will stand for love, courage, and solidarity to make the call for Lynn to return home. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.